Let's go back over how it is that, because people need to be reminded of this, because I sincerely think that the average Western world inhabitants' perception of what Islam is not what Islam or what a Muslim is not what Islam and a Muslim is. And you got to know a little bit about the history and the life of Muhammad and of the alleged prophet Muhammad and how he lived his life. Andrew kind of brought up a little bit of it with the rape of the 9-year-old girl. But there's a lot more to it than that, because Islam converts by the sword. Christianity converts, Romans 10:17. Faith comes through hearing, by the grace of God. There's no grace in Islam. So when people say, yeah, but it's a religion of peace, and they mean well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're not the one true church, well, then you don't have grace, the graces that that come with it. So it's important to understand that this is not some alternative faith, as they call it. It is a religion that is based on violent conquest. Right, Mr. Bizon?
Very much so. Islam converts two ways. It converts by the sword, and it converts by exploring the lust of the human heart. It's very simple. Because Islam, look at how Christianity was brought. I think it was Athanasius who wrote this. But he said the way that Christianity spread was it asked men to do things that were harder than what they were accustomed to or would naturally do. It asked them to do things that were, in essence, unnatural, to right. renounce oneself, to seek the good of others, even if it does not directly benefit oneself, to give of oneself, and even to die for the sake of divine truth, for God himself. As God died for us, we are to die like him, both to ourselves and, if need be, to in odium fidei, in hatred of the faith, as many of the great saints and martyrs did.
Right.
It calls us up, you know, as it is said in the East, among the Eastern Christians, paraphrasing, I think it was St. Athanasius, God became man so that man became like God. The whole concept of theosis, that man is to actively take onto him, to be act like God does, so he becomes, not that man becomes God, not at all, but that man becomes like him in his zeal for mercy and his zeal for justice, that we reflect that divine love. That's what's meant to be a Christian, and this is an act and a process. As a friend of mine who is a former Pentecostal pastor and actually very anti-Catholic missionary and became Catholic himself and actually goes to Latin Mass in my area, he said, we are saved by grace through faith. We are being saved by living a life in accordance with the truth. And our prayer is that we will be saved because salvation is a gift and not an entitlement. That is what it means to be a Christian. And this is not an easy task. This is why, you know, Jesus talks about the road to life is hard. And, you know, you got to enter by the narrow gate. It's not easy. Islam is the opposite, because Islam says that eternal beatitude begins in this life for those who believe and have faith in Islam. And this is proven by material blessings. If you look at the Muhammadan heaven, what is heaven? It is a place of wealth and luxury and lust. I think it was Saint Alphonsus Liguori, and I mentioned this. You can look at my article, What Did the Saints Say About Islam? Put that phrase into your Google search, look it up. You'll find an article I wrote about 3 years ago for 1peter5.com, where I quoted various Catholic saints and what they've said about Islam. And Alphonsus Liguori said, the Mohammedan paradise is fit only for beasts, for filthy sensual pleasure is all the believer has to find there. You will be rewarded in terms of your finance and lust, and if you do not convert, you are allowed to be, you know, again, it's not required, but it is permissible for a Muslim to mistreat you, torture you, even kill you and take all your stuff, because your human nature, your humanity comes from your belief in and practice of Islam. It is not intrinsic to your person. Genesis 1:26, man is made in the image and likeness of God. You are human because God has made you this way. Whereas in Islam, your humanity comes from your believing and practicing Islam. This also explains why there's so much violence in the Muslim world. Because a Muslim, you may have two Muslims. One practices Allah, one says, I go to mosque on Friday, I'll see you at the club on Saturday. The one who believes and practices Islam, therefore, according to Islamic theology, he has a right to mistreat even his fellow Muslim, because this Muslim is not being a good Muslim. Now think about it. This man starts mistreating the Muslim over here. This one gets upset and says, hey, why are you doing that? So he pushes back. Next thing you know, you have a fight. This is why all the different Muslim sects fight and have been fighting for 14 centuries, and they're never going to stop fighting until Jesus returns. Or as Saint Juan Ribera, one of the great Muslims to missionaries, writes in his book, "Until God purges this pestilence from the earth," that is Islam.